In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We continue to pray for Mr. Trump, President-elect. Father, pour out your spirit upon him. Pour out your spirit upon him in a mighty way. Give him the wisdom of a prophet. Give him the wisdom of Jesus, the Lord. Give him the wisdom of the holy men and women of old, that he would, with his team, make this country a country, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, even the child in the womb. So we continue to pray for Mr. Trump, that he would be inspired by the living God. I'm looking at Luke 5. And it came to pass that the people pressed upon him. You might think because they want to be healed. Listen. They pressed upon him to hear the word of God. Oh, yes. He spoke sometimes for 3 days. And he had all these people with him. They wanted to hear the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. I tell you, things were happening as they were listening to Jesus proclaim the word of God. Things were happening. Their faith was being built up. And he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, that's also called the Sea of Galilee. And two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. They had finished going out for fish, and now they're washing their nets. They didn't catch anything. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the ship. So we see he did this so that he would be heard, that he would be heard. And also people were pushing at him, and people wanted to touch him, and people wanted to be healed by him, and all these things were happening. And so he sits in a boat, and from the boat we have a pulpit preaching to the multitudes who want to hear the word of God. Do you want to hear the word of God? Do you want to hear the word of God? One of the things that Archbishop Cardinal Sean says, the biggest complaint that he has is people say they are not hearing the word of God with good homilies. But you see, you can't have a good homily unless you know Jesus. Unless you know him, not only know about him, unless you have experience of Jesus. People want to know that Jesus is worthy of our lives. And if we don't have a preacher that's burning with the fire of God, it's not going to go across. We don't use canned homilies. We want to preach the word of God as it comes from Scripture and comes from the burning in our hearts. Oh, yes. Jeremiah one day said in the 20th chapter, I'm no longer going to preach in his name because I'm sick of being tortured by people. And then he says, but then there was a burning in my bones. I couldn't help but preach in his name. You see, the word of God has to burn in our hearts so that we can give the message to people who are young, old, medium, because the gospel is for everybody. So he sat down and taught the people from the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said to Simon Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Simon Peter answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and have caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Peter thinks that this is a foolish thing to do. They had worked all night and caught nothing. And you know what? I believe that's true of the church. We've worked and worked and worked and caught very little. It takes the anointing of the Holy Spirit to catch the fish. It takes the anointing of the Holy Spirit to catch the people. It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. You need that anointing that preaches the Word of God, that the people of God might be touched. People want to hear the Word of God. So Simon Peter thinks this is foolish. We've toiled all night and caught nothing. But at your word, I'll let down the net, and thinking you're not going to catch anything anyway. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, that their nets nearly broke. And they beckoned unto their partners, that's John and James, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both of the ships, so that they began to sink. At your word, Jesus Christ knew where the fish were. You see, we're going to see Jesus catching fish, and then we're going to go to the 27th verse. He's catching men and women. Oh yes, it's so important to know that Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. Seek and save that which was lost. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, that the nets nearly broke. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, that they began to sink. Oh, Jesus is the Lord. He knows so much. He knows so much. He knows everything. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Oh no, Jesus came to seek and save the sinner. "Depart from me." He realized his sin. He realized his sin, and then Jesus says to him, for he was astonished that all were with him at the great catch of fishes which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the children of the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid, for from now on you shall be catching men." Oh yes, I'm going to teach you that it's not only fish we catch, but we want to catch men. We want to catch people into the kingdom. We want to let down our nets and speak the word of God, that they hear it with faith and they give their life to Jesus. I appeal to you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice of praise, which is your reasonable worship. When they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed Jesus. They left their nets to follow Jesus. This is faith. This is faith. They were captured. Their hearts were captured by the Lord. They knew that there were no fish in the Sea of Galilee that night. And yet Jesus tells them, "Let down your nets for a catch." Peter thinks, this man doesn't know anything about fishing. And so many fish came that the nets were nearly broken and the boats were nearly sunk. And you know what I'm saying? Oh yes, Simon Peter says, "Depart from me because I'm a sinful man." But Jesus says, no more are you going to be catching fish. You're going to be catching people. How many of us need to be catching people? To be catching people, yes. So many people are lost, and they don't even know that they're lost. So many people are lost. We just finished that miserable holiday called Halloween, and people are lost. They have all these things on their doors, ghosts and witches and stupid things like that. My Lord, they are lost because they know not the power of the gospel. We need to preach the power of the gospel. We need the Holy Spirit to preach the power of the gospel. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot do very much. The people came to listen to Jesus, and Jesus spoke, and they were healed. And wow, all the fish. I wonder what they did with the fish. I wonder what they did with the fish. I have no idea. But now they're going to be catching men. They forsook everything to follow Jesus. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, upon seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. This man had faith. Maybe he was one of the people listening to the word of God. If you can, you can heal me, Jesus said. Of course I can. Be thou healed. Be thou healed. The same now. We had a conference, and I had a healing seminar, and most of the people were healed, because we're healed through the blood of Jesus. We're healed through the cross of Jesus. We're healed through the wounds of Jesus. We're healed through the power of the resurrection. Oh yes, people are healed. Things haven't changed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you know, we will say that, we'll put it on our door, but if that's true, then we need to see the things Jesus did in our ministry. What does he say now? Put forth your hand. And he touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no person, but go and show yourself to the priests, and offer for your cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. Maybe a dove. Offer something that the healing took place. But so much the more went there a fame abroad. In other words, he went and told everybody. You know, in the church, you don't say, don't tell anybody, because that's what's going to happen. They're going to tell everybody. Same with this man. He's telling everybody, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by Jesus of their infirmities. Can you see the connection between hearing the word of God and being healed? I was just told today that one of our young people in Poland, doing miracles, God doing miracles through him. He preaches the word of God, and as a matter of fact, as he preaches the word of God, people are being healed. This is a young person who just finished college, and he's going all around Poland, and he's been to the United States preaching the word of God, because people need to hear the word of God. So many years we have not heard the word of God. The word of God, which is active, like a two-edged sword, able to cut out the sickness. The word of God, which comes from the throne of God. Jesus is the word made flesh. How we need to hear the word of God and respond to it. I told you to offer your lives a living sacrifice of praise. Why? Because there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Why else? Because we are the sons of God. Why else? The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. Therefore, offer your bodies a living sacrifice of praise. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. I tell you, Jesus needed to pray. He is a man as well as God. And he needed to be in touch with the Heavenly Father. If Jesus needed to pray, how much more do I need to pray? How much more do you need to pray? Have you cut out of your day a time to be with Jesus? How much more we need to pray if Jesus went into the wilderness to seek the face of the Father? What about us? What about us? We need the same. We need the same. Prayer and fasting. We need the same. Prayer and fasting. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which had come out of every town of Galilee and of Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The power of God was present to heal the sick. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which had been taken with palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before Jesus. They wanted to get this man, his pallet, in front of Jesus, but there's so many people they can't get into the house. They're all in Simon Peter's house. Remember, Simon Peter's mother-in-law was healed. So what do? They could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude. There was a multitude of people that filled the house and outside the door. And they went upon the house top and let him down through the tiling and his couch into the midst before Jesus. They are set upon doing something for this man with palsy. They opened the roof and let him down. This is amazing. This is amazing. These are friends that you want to have. Friends that will bring you to Jesus. Friends that will pray for you. Friends that will always be, there for you. And when he saw their faith, whose faith? The men who brought the guy with palsy, they had faith. He said unto the man, your sins are forgiven thee. Oh, now the Pharisees from Jerusalem and from Judea and from Galilee, they're going to say, who is this man who can forgive sins? Only God can forgive sins. And the scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who blasphemes? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered, do you have in your hearts? Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven, or rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick man with palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up your couch, and go to your house. And immediately he arose before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. I tell you, strange things should be happening in the church. Oh yes, people wanting to hear the word of God. People getting faith because of the word of God. People being healed because of the cross, because of the blood. We should be seeing strange things in every church because Jesus is present as Eucharist, because the word is proclaimed. But it must be proclaimed in the power of the Spirit. It must be proclaimed in the power of God. Without the power of the Spirit, the power of God, you only have words. We want to preach the gospel in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. We want to preach the gospel so that people might live and believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior and is worthy of our lives. Remember the catch of fish. Now we're going to see the catch of men and women. And after these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto Levi, follow me. Some people call him Matthew. And he left all and rose up and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house. And there was great company of publicans and others that sat down with them. So now Jesus has other fish now. These fish have two legs and two arms. And what do you think he's going to do? He's going to preach the gospel. He's going to preach the power of God. He's going to preach forgiveness. He's going to preach repentance. And we're going to see more fish in the form of human beings coming to Jesus. Oh yes, he knew his crowd. You see, but the Pharisees saying he eats with sinners and publicans. Well, I tell you, the one that is sick needs the doctor, not the righteous man. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners?" Jesus answered and said to them, "They that are whole don't need a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." What does the Bible tell us about the righteous? No one is righteous, no, not one. It is the Lord and his blood that makes us righteous, nothing else. The Pharisees were not righteous. They were people that thought they were righteous because they prayed the right prayers, because they went to church, but they had not given their lives to Jesus. They were not righteous. They did not come to the cross, even when Jesus was dying. They were far from him. And they said unto him, "Why do your disciples of John fast often?" The disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but your disciples eat and drink. And he said unto them, "Can you make the children of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days." And he also spoke also a parable unto them. "No man places a piece of new garment upon an old garment. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rip, and the piece that was taken out of the new agrees not with the old." In other words, if you're going to be healing of sewing up a patch of an old garment, you need an old piece of cloth, because the new piece of cloth would shrink and the hole would be back. "And no man puts new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles." The new wine is the grace of the living God. The new bottles, hallelujah, the gift of the Holy Spirit. "And both are preserved. No man also, having drunk old wine, desires new wine, for he says the old is better." God wants to do things in his holy church, but he cannot do things without faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. I've told you so many times about Father Arthur in Poland. A lady had a sick daughter, and she put the baby in his arms, and she said, "Heal my daughter." He says, "I can't heal your daughter." She said, "You're a priest, aren't you? Heal my daughter." And what happened? Father Arthur prayed the Our Father, and the next day, the girl came with the baby completely healed. Father Arthur's life changed, and he became a great and awesome preacher and a great and awesome bringing healing to the sick. I tell you, we need men and women who will do the work of God. This is the work of God, to have faith in the one that the Father sent. That's Jesus. Do you have faith in Jesus? Have you given your life to Jesus? Is Jesus your Lord? Have you said to Jesus, "I want to live for you," just like Peter, James, and John? "I want to live for you." Have you said that to him? I tell you, God wants a brand new group of people that know Him, that love Him, and that will serve Him. You are never too old or too young to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him. Pray with me. Lord Jesus Christ, I am a sinner. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Get to confession. Get to confession. It's so important. Get to confession. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Please leave a donation on PayPal, and it's inseason.net, and it'll take you to PayPal. We need to pay our October bills, and I need to tell you, I want to stay on all the stations, but if I go into great debt, I cannot. So write to Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass, 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass, 02128. Go and catch fish. And I don't mean fish. I mean people. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.